work of sense anymore. Okay? And when it comes to higher than this, slightly higher than this, it goes to issue of wahm. Wahm is about the meanings. Remember, khiyal is not about the meanings. Wahm is about the meaning only and no image in there. But that meaning of the particular thing. When I say pain, the meaning of this particular pain is the work of wahm. But the meaning of pain in general, in universal level, is the work of aql. So when you talk about aql, when aql is looking at pain, it's not looking at this. Aql is taking pain, as its universal meaning, as it can be even different. We have to discuss about different notions of pain exist. Even aql itself is a pain, and nafs is a law. Aql can write on the nafs, okay? But the moment it comes to this pain, I'm using my wahm. And if wahm did not exist, human being could not live in this life. Because we need that. We need to look at particular things. We need to bother about ourselves, our own children, our own home, our own family. So, the other group were animals, and the other group were insan. When it comes to insan, insan has got aql. And aql is that very feature, Faranos, that we can make conclusion, we can draw conclusion of kulliyat, of universal things. We can think of pain in universal meaning of it. Right? We discuss all of these things that we are trying to actualize and activate our aql when we're learning irfan or philosophy or things like that. When we are trying to learn revelation, what is wahy, what is insan kamil. These are all we are trying to actualize our aql. So insan is another level of wujud. Okay? Is there any other level of wujud? Aql, you cannot see. Show me aql. You can see aql, but you cannot see aql.
Last time,
I was somewhere else. Okay, yes. Angels? Who said angels? Okay. That's another wujud, yes. You said angels do not have wujud.
They exist.
Of course they do. How can we? So angels are ma'adum or adam? No, they should be mawjud only. So before we go to angels, of course there is also other wujuds, but in insan. Because insan, the point why we do not consider them a different wujud, insan covers everything. Right? From insan upward, everything is in the domain, can be in the domain of insan. Because you know that angels are not as high as insan. Right? So we do not take them as a different wujud. We just reach to insan and say, okay, insan. Now in insan itself, there are different wujuds? No, there are not different wujuds, but asar of wujud. What is asar of wujud?
Effect
of wujud. We look at effect of these different wujuds. We can see from solid to plant to haywan, to insan, all these asar wujudi, the effects of their wujud, thank you very much. The effects of their wujud is becoming more and more. Effect of wujud of a plant, of course, is it grows flower, it grows leaves, it grows fruits, okay? Some much more effect than the stones and rocks. When it comes to animal, there is more effect of its wujud. Asar al-wujudi of animal is of haywan. It's more because it walks, it goes here, makes noise, makes schemes, decides, you know, how he looks after his children. All of these things is much more than a plant. So there is more asar for this wujud, more effect. When it comes to insan, of course, you can see this, how much more effect comes from insan as opposed to animal.
What about
jinn? Jinn is a different mawjud. Is we cover that because that is, when we say that when we say take insan, that covers that as well. Because jinn has got a similarity with insan, but does not have the same strength of aql. No, not they don't have aql. They do not have the same strengths of aql. انسان yes انسان is احسن is اشرف المخلوقات. So when it comes to انسان, انسان with all so much more آثار. But within انسان itself there are more and less آثار. Who has got more آثار? No, that's the most. But just comparative basis, the more knowledge an insan has, the more asar he makes. You cannot imagine any from a good, important asar, important effect from an ignorant person, right? Let's say, well, what? Let's say a very strong, bodily strong person. What can he do? He can take very heavy things up, right? He can go and punch 10 people, but these are not very important effects. Right, but when it comes to asar, valuable asar, in only in scientific terms, look at what Americans have captured the whole world, because this is asar of science and ilm. But I'm not concluding, of course, that this is the best effect. But at least in scientifically, they are making so much. It is because of their knowledge and ilm. So the more ilm, the more asar and effect. And the more effect, the higher the person is. And we have discussed, we have said this, we have heard the stories that even kings and emperors, they have paid tribute and respect to knowledgeable people. When they have seen them, right? They go to their door. Of course, we are not talking about some of, we say, ulama-i zahir, who have been living in the king's palaces. No, we are not talking about the real ulama, the real alim, like this Haj Muladi Sabzawari, which I just read you a poetry of, Nasiruddin Shah Qajar, one of the kings of Iran, he went and he saw him in Sabzawari, he went to his place. He did not go to Nasiruddin Shah. Because usually these people, they do not do anything special for the kings. Kings have no place and value for them. So this is the asar and the effect of ilm. So when you go, that goes higher, it becomes, as you said, becomes to Ma'asum. See, Ma'asum has got the highest asar because he is the most knowledgeable. Okay? And we do not talk about Allah. Of course, Allah is also a wujud, but we are talking about Masiv Allah, other than Allah, what is other than Allah. So, as you see this, categorizing, when you see, categorize this, and then you go back and look back at them, you see there is in one thing they are, this intensity is changing. In their idrak, intensity is changing. Isn't it? Idrak means perception, understanding as a whole. Plant understand less than animal. Right? Matter does not understand. So, apparently it does not understand. At least it does not understand. Let's decide now that it doesn't understand anything. Definitely, plant is understanding. There is some idrak and perception happening for a plant. That is why, for instance, some of the plants that they do not like the light. If you see, if there is a pattern of sunlight beaming through a place where a plant which does not like the sun is, you see that plant gradually changes the direction and goes the other side of the courtyard because it doesn't like. So it has got some, I want to say it has got some perception plant as well. And you know that they have done a lot of things with music. They have exposed plant to music. When it comes to Hayvan does a lot more idrak and perception. It perceives much more. It perceives with five senses, right? It perceives with khiyal, it perceives with wah. So there is more idrak in Hayvan. When it comes to insan has got one more, but much more. It's not only one numerically. That one more makes the whole difference. Tool for perception and idrak. That is his akhl and wisdom, which no other creature has got it. So as you see, this issue of who does more idrak, who can understand more, who can learn more, it's making all the difference in different levels of wujud. So wujud have got different levels. Okay? So even so much so, if you look back again, what do we say when we talk about a matter? We say it's dead. We call it dead. Don't we? To us, matter does not have any life. It's dead. Plant, we say, has got a little life in it, isn't it? We all think and believe plant has got a little type of life. So, hayat, which is life, is in plant a little bit. It starts from there. When it comes to animal, there is more hayat in animal. Okay? And when it comes to insan, there is even more hayat. When it comes to a more knowledgeable insan, there is more hayat in that. When it comes to ma'asum, there is even more hayat. Okay? So basically this levels, different levels of wujud are different levels, have got different levels of hayat. Okay? So who has more hayat? The one who has more knowledge. Isn't it? Do you agree? When we say why to us plant does not have more hayat? Because with that very limited tools of perception, he understands very little from his surrounding. For a plant cannot work out that exactly what we are saying now, that we are able to categorize, say this, make all these categories about the wujud. Plant cannot make those things, cannot understand those, cannot know those, because his understanding is limited, so his hayat is limited. And understanding is what? When you use the word of ma'rifat and knowledge, is understanding. When you want to make a ma'rifat about Imam, that means you make an understanding about Imam. It's not that you see Imam. If you see Imam, you're not saying that you are making more understanding of Imam. The more you perceive and understand and idrak and do idrak of Imam, the more you have known Imam. So, time is finished. Compress it here, then you ask me the question. Let me finish. So, in reality, the death and hayat is the ignorance and knowledge. So, if you look at it this way, you will see it's so obvious that all hayat is about knowing. Because plant has less knowing, has less hayat. Animal has a little more knowledge, can make more knowledge about surrounding, he has got more hayat. Hayat is life, Komet. It's very important. The whole thing we talk about is hayat. We are all the time talking about hayat, and we want hayat da'im, we want hayat abadi, we want eternal hayat, isn't it? When we talk, one of the best things that we can talk about, we say, people, insan is made to get an eternal hayat. Eternal hayat, eternal life is when he knows more. When we are able to come out of this limitation of nabat, because we have nabat, plant life in us as well. When we come out of that, we are in the life of animal, which all these qara'id instincts are of this animalistic existence. If we can take ourselves out of that, we can become an insan. Because insan, as it just looking like us, is not insan yet. Insan as a notion, logical insan is different from insan, which should supposed to be. Insan, the way it is spoken of, insan with those attributes of knowledge and faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that becomes insan. So we are after hayat, and going after hayat means you have to go after learning. And after learning, when you get more learning, when we become totally disengaged from matter, that then we get an eternal life. When I say that, again, life, look at hayat and life in the context that I spoke to you. How much you know around yourself. That two-dimensional object, you saw that, you didn't know much. You knew left and right, and forward and backward. You didn't know anything else. He came out, so he now was seeing other dimensions. That is for us. When we learn more, we go to other dimensions of the life. بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد.